pain and trauma that exists in the black community in that environment is real. It's serious and it's consequential. But it will not justify violence and or looting. I'm calling for peace and calm.
Yes, of course, he's calling for peace and calm. Probably a little late. I think that horse has left the barn. But, you know, thanks for your input. Yes. That's for sure. No, I don't. That's right. That's all. That's not too much to ask, is it? That's right. I don't want to set the world on fire. There are those that do want to set the world on fire, the Democrat mobs in the streets from coast to coast. Never mind, you know, statistics apparently not their bailiwick, their ball of wax, all of that good stuff. I do want you to know that while Rashida Tlaib is calling all of police in America racist and saying they're terrible people and we should end policing, she's not giving up her U.S. Capitol Police protection, I assume. And she's not going to give up calling 911, as Bob Woodson suggested she might want to do. But she did tweet out yesterday, Rashida Tlaib, it wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. That ought to help calm things down in the streets, I think. Dante Wright, she wrote, was met with aggression and violence. That's a lie. A lie by Congressman Rashida Tlaib, who lied in that sense. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. Nobody condones government-funded murder except perhaps you with your Planned Parenthood funding. But never mind that. I know you're not pro-life. You're pro-death. You're anti-life, so that doesn't matter. She writes, no more policing, comma, incarceration, comma, and militarization. No more policing, she says. No more incarceration. Let's try it out in your congressional district first. But I think we're going to have to bring that fence from Capitol Hill, that wall, and surround your congressional district, and then we will declare it to be a police-free zone. What's the name of that movie? The Purge. It would be like The Purge. It would be. It would make Night of the Living Dead look like a picnic with your family in the springtime. No more policing, no more incarceration, no more militarization. And she said, it can't be reformed. It can't be reformed. That's what she said. It just can't be. And she's a member of Congress. She's certifiably insane and extremely dangerous figure in American politics today. But pay no attention to any of that. Now, the Vice President of the United States, who you know is in charge of the border, you see that the Biden team is quietly and secretly working with governments to our south to have them to deploy, how many, 10,000, 20,000 military troops to start keeping the flow of humanity coming north, just as the Trump administration had done years ago, but they undid because they know better. They're smarter than everybody else. They made matters, well, from bad to much, much worse, to a catastrophe. But even though she's not doing anything about the border, she apparently took a phone call or something, but she's not doing anything. She's not going there. The Washington Post has a great story on her. The headline is, Vice President Harris is making her mark on the Washington area crochet scene. The crochet. It's, you know, with the balls of yarn and the things. I think knitting needles. It's like knitting, but different. And that's the headline from the Washington Post today. Vice President Harris is making her mark on the Washington area crochet scene. Isn't that wonderful? It is good to be a Democrat, isn't it? And Jura Conkius wrote it. I'm going to go with Conkius. Wrote the story. When Vice President Harris visited a woman-owned yarn shop, it's that. What about the race of the person who owns it? It's not a male-owned, so that's better. Yay, I am a woman. Hear me roar. I went to a woman-owned yarn shop as opposed to a man-owned yarn shop. Okay. In Alexandria, Virginia, last month, she mentioned a little-known fact about herself that left the fiber arts community a bit giddy. The new vice president is a crocheter. This is it. This is what you get. It's like living in Cuba. It's like living in North Korea. The Washington Post is effectively a North Korean paper in English working instead of on behalf of the Kim family, the Kim dynasty, working on behalf of the Democrat Party dynasty, because this is it. And it goes on and on with quotes from her, because this is the Washington Post. This is what they do. Never mind the riots. Never mind the border. Never mind any of this. She also had some kind of ridiculous thing to say yesterday. Almost nothing having to do with, but she said it anyway. She, Kamala Harris, she's our vice president. Well, we're at, we are, of course, at 888-630-9625. That's the telephone number here. And we're talking about the melee in Minnesota. And it's not just for pro wrestling anymore. Now it's madness. Now, let's go do some let's go to some audio, because you all know what happened. There's Dante Wright, 20 years old, was shot and killed by Kim Potter, a police officer, after Dante Wright was pulled over for having expired tags, according to the police. He came out of the car and was in the process of having the handcuffs put on him when he decided to physically assault the police officer, who was an African-American man, putting the handcuffs on him. Because there's an outstanding warrant. The media is not looking for the cause of the outstanding warrant, but it is apparently a firearms possession, illegal firearms, 45 caliber pistol, and then failure to appear in court for that firearms violation. And so when they pulled him over for having expired tags, see, when there are warrants out for you, you should make sure your tags are up to date. And he was pulled out of the car and had his hands behind his back. I'm literally putting my hands behind my back now, like I'm being cuffed. And the police officer was in the process of cuffing Dante Wright, as they say. It's police jargon, you know. And when he assaulted the police officer and possibly second police officer, Kim Potter, possibly assaulted both of them, but he certainly assaulted one, jumped in the car, went to race away. Kim Potter yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," which is what you say in training when, in fact, I think we have the audio of the incident, but we'll get to that shortly. And taser, taser, taser. And then she said, "Oh, expletive deleted, I shot him." She apparently was thinking in her brain that she had the taser in her hand, when in reality she had what appeared to be a Glock pistol. And she shot Dante Wright, who drove in the car speeding away from the police, and crashed it. And he the single gunshot killed him. And it's a tragic situation, which would not have happened if he hadn't resisted arrest and fought the police, hadn't had expired tags. He didn't have a warrant out for his arrest for a firearms charge that he had failed to appear in court for, and was subject to arrest being out on the street, and subject to being pulled over being out on the street in a car with expired tags. Just saying. And I was saying a bit earlier that, you know, my mother didn't tell me quite specifically and explicitly that if I were driving in a car with expired tags with a warrant out for my arrest, that when the police go to cuff me, she didn't tell me, "Don't assault the police, jump in the car and drive away." She didn't have to tell me that, though. She expected that, and I said earlier, she expected me to have some common sense. A law enforcement friend of mine said to me, said, "You know, your mother wasn't relying on your common sense. She instilled discipline and respect for the law and respect for authority in you from the time you're old enough to talk." And that is a straight-up fact, and that makes a big difference, too. Earlier I was talking about the fact that Moore and I listed the five Caucasian Americans shot to death by the police so far this year in the United States while unarmed, and at the same time, three unarmed African Americans have been shot to death by the police so far this year, and two Hispanics have been shot to death by the police while unarmed. But if you add up African-Americans and Hispanics, that's five. And then five Caucasians shot to death by the police so far this year while unarmed. Also pointing out that according to the Washington Post and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, that the homicide rate involving firearms in the United States among African-Americans is slightly more than 10 times as high as it is for Caucasians, 1,000% higher, which you might think could put police on edge here and there, you know, if you were aware of that statistic, which they probably are. But that according to the Washington Post. Also in Washington, D.C., an area of about 66 square miles, population of about 700,000, there have already been 51 homicides so far this year. I looked at the number of unsolved homicides so far in Washington, D.C. this year. 25 unsolved homicides so far this year, 24 of those African-American, one Hispanic. There have been Caucasians murdered, but they have suspects, and they've charged people in those cases. And So, you know, these are statistics that if Black Lives Matter, these Black Lives should matter too. Then, of course, there's the 40% abortion rate, but let's not get into that because that gets much too complicated much too quickly, doesn't it? Extraordinary stuff, I've got to say. Also, it should be noted that Heather McDonald, who is an author, a scholar, who does research on police incidents of violence and so on, and she has pointed out in one of her books that a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be shot and killed by an African-American with a gun than is an unarmed African-American to be killed by the police. 18 and a half times more likely. Now, these are statistics that matter in this conversation, statistics that we never have in the course of this conversation, because instead we have a shouting match that's not rational, that's not intelligent, and that isn't serious. I, on the other hand, like to look at all of the information, and that's why I'd make an excellent juror, but a terrible member of a lynch mob. The Democrats, for their part, great lynch mob, terrible jurors, I've got to say. We've also got news on the COVID and the vaccines. And in fact, I was describing yesterday how my best girl got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on Friday. And then today we learned that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is apparently being pulled, batches at least, because they say that it's causing blood clots in a very, very small number of people. But it's worth noting, nonetheless, blood clots, and predominantly among women. It should also be noted that the blood clots are predominantly among women. Now, there are other things going on as well, and the number is, according to the current statistics, which are ever-changing, of course, very small. Tens of millions of people have received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I think they, according to current stats, one person has died. Six people have experienced blood clots. You might be more likely to, you know, be hit by a car today, statistically speaking. But nevertheless, you know, good old reliable Nathan Detroit, good old reliable CDC, and our system and our method for securing safe vaccines to the virus that came out of the city of Wuhan in communist China, who lied about it, and the World Health Organization report, which lied about it and covered it up and is reliable, according to no one. But never mind that. Also, so we're going to get into some of that stuff as well. A lot of lot of crazy going on out there. Welcome to 2021. Remember when people said, I can't wait for 2020 to end? I don't think it ended. The Supreme Court has ruled against California's ban in they banned church services because they're commies. They're godless commies. You know, Gavin Newsom, and he's done such a great job. 60 Minutes is still not doing a story on him, by the way. No hit piece for Gavin Newsom. No hit piece for speaking of a due process, you know, they said the police officer, the woman, Kim Potter, who shot and killed Daunte Wright a couple of days ago. The city manager there, Kurt Boganey, who is an African-American man, was fired from his job yesterday for saying out loud that she should receive due process. Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. And I was thinking about it this morning. You know who gets due process? Governor Cuomo in New York, he gets a heap and helping of due process. You know who doesn't get due process, who didn't get due process? Justice Brett Kavanaugh of the Supreme Court. No due process. See, when the left is in charge, no due process. But when it's them, when they're the ones in the dock, then plenty of due process for them. Extraordinary stuff. And I started to say, California lifts coronavirus-era indoor worship limits after a Supreme Court struck down ban. Now, the state is still strongly recommending limits on places of worship because, you know, Democrats don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. Whatever they don't want to make mandatory, they want to ban, like church services. They don't go, so naturally they ban church services. Extraordinary stuff. But the governor there, Democrat, of course, California on Monday lifted its limits on indoor worship services, church, synagogue, mosques, in the face of U.S. Supreme Court rulings that struck down the coronavirus public health mandates, what with the First Amendment and everything, and freedom and liberties in the United States, which the Democrat Party is against, just by the way. A lot to get to, and what do you hear this audio we've got for you from the riots to the people talking, and oh, and the news media, great stuff coming up out of Minnesota. You know, when it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do, and I know you do too. I put my policy, number of policies, to the test with Gabby. Gabby literally means get a better insurance. Getting better insurance with Gabby means getting a better price for the same insurance coverage you have right now. Who knew something like this existed? Well, now you do. They are the one true comparison to perform with real rate. Listen, real rates in real time just for you. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, like Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started. In just a few minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have, but better rates. And it's absolutely free to use. Gabby customers, on average, save $961 a year after visiting Gabby. And they never sell your information, so you don't get spam and robocalls because you worked with Gabby. Put your policy to the test like I did. Get a better insurance with Gabby. It's completely free and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/plant. That's Gabby.com/PLANTE. Gabby.com/plant. Yeah, wait till you hear this stuff. And some of the news media, funny moment, rioters getting in the face of the news media and explaining things to the news media. Great stuff. You're going to want to hear that. We're at 202. No, we're not. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yes. Well, riots are now normal in the United States of America. It's a, it's the voice of the unheard, except on Capitol Hill. Then it's an armed insurrection with no arms and no insurrection. Now, the media people, you know who they are. You know who I'm talking about. CNN and MSDNC, they had people out in the streets last night in Minnesota fanning the flames of riots and violence and looting and all of that stuff. And MSDNC had Ron Allen, their reporter, out in the street, and CNN had Sarah Seidner out in the street. And there were a couple of moments while they were live that I want to share with you. Don't be afraid, though. We've bleeped all of the words. They're cable TV, so they can say whatever they want, you know. Same rules as HBO. They could have naked reporters using all the seven deadly words that George Carlin laid out. But I got some audio for you from the media out there. And also some of what happened yesterday, the riots, more last night, riots, of course, and looting, of course, because, you know, free stuff for justice. And we got any big screen TVs last night? Any washers and dryers? Any bring up trucks to unload? They went after the dollar value store last night. And I have police officers opining on what's going to happen to police officer Kim Potter, who shot and killed Daunte Wright. A lot of fake information out there, too.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
All right, now let's take a look at some media coverage because, you know, we know that the media is out there and they stand in front of burning city blocks and tell us it's mostly peaceful because they're left-wing mobs burning, looting, sacking, destroying. Out of ignorance, it's mob violence. It's a lynch mob. They're anti-justice. They scream about no justice, no peace. Really, it's their emphasis is on no peace. Justice is had in, you know, pretty much every one of these cases in some form or another. We live in an imperfect universe, you may be aware. Should also be noted that U.S. Capitol Police Officer William Billy Evans, who was murdered by a suicide attacker, a member of the Nation of Islam at the U.S. Capitol a couple of weeks ago, Officer Evans is today... lying in honor in the Capitol. As you may remember, this was the case after the January 6th riot when Officer Brian Sicknick died the next day. We still don't have any clarity on that because this is a very corrupt city. But we do have clarity on the murder of William Evans, a U.S. Capitol police officer, and his body, his remains, are laying in honor today. At the Capitol. And it was on that day, on the day that this U.S. Capitol police officer's body is laying in honor in the Capitol, that Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib tweeted of the situation in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. It wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Daunte Wright was met with aggression and violence. He was not. I am done with those who condone government-funded murder. Don't forget to set a government check to Planned Parenthood. No more policing, incarceration, and militarization. It can't be reformed. This is what Congresswoman Democrat Rashida Tlaib said in response to the tragic shooting of Daunte Wright by Officer Kim Potter in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. While a U.S. Capitol police officer who was murdered by a black militant last week, she had no comment on that I'm aware of. Nothing there. Nothing there. Got that going for us. And this Michael Harriet guy, we'll get to him or we won't. Right now, let's go to the media from last night because they're fanning the flames. I think this is a violent insurrection, an armed insurrection that we're witnessing. And by the way, the riots last night, sympathetic riots spread to Portland, Oregon. There was violence in Seattle, Washington. There was a march in New York City, New York, where they blocked one of the bridges. Was it the Brooklyn Bridge? Wherever the hipsters are these days, blocked one of the bridges because they care very deeply about African-American lives. Not the vast majority of them, but, you know, selectively, every now and then they care very deeply about one life here and one life there. As their forebearer Joseph Stalin used to like to say, a single death is a tragedy. A million deaths are a statistic. And today's Democrat Party and their Black Lives Matter movement, the living embodiment of their boy Uncle Joe, as the Democrats called history's number two mass murderer of humanity. Uncle Joe, they called him. Also, before we get to the media coverage, I want to point out that there is a press conference today on Capitol Hill that will be held by Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, Senator Mike Lee, Republican Utah, Senator Josh Hawley, Republican Missouri. And the purpose of this press conference is legislation that they're introducing following Major League Baseball's decision to relocate the All-Star game from the state of Georgia to Colorado, where they have many voting restrictions that are more strict than Georgia's. Senators Cruz, Lee, and Hawley will hold a press conference today outlining their legislation to end Major League Baseball's special immunity from antitrust laws. They enjoy certain protections provided by the U.S. Congress, and now that they've decided that they're a political entity aligned with the left in the United States of America and too ignorant to read the legislation and the laws in Colorado and elsewhere. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the audio. Let's go to soundbite number six. This is NBC News correspondent Ron Allen in the streets last night of Minnesota, Brooklyn Center, where the rioting and the looting was ongoing because, you know, Dante Wright was shot by police after resisting arrest. Assaulting a police officer racing away in a car while he was being arrested for an outstanding warrant that had to do with illegal possession of a gun and failure to appear in court and driving in a car with expired registration. But pay no attention to any of that. And then the police officer mistakenly, and this is apparently the case, shot the police officer, Kim Potter, who will be charged, and we'll get to that shortly, with variety of crimes and will be sued. Ron Allen in the streets last night, live on MSDNC.
The crowd is now dispersing, but they're not going home, Rachel. They're still here in the streets. They're still here. They're still here.
Firing on innocent.
Okay, easy. Come on, easy. What happened? Tell me what happened.
Yeah, the police are now firing on homes that are just across the street that have nothing.
That's what's happening.
I'm gonna go, but report all day, NBC.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, that was live. That was a Rachel Maddow show, right? Rachel Maddow. And Ron Allen is live, and they're fanning the flames, and people are at home watching on TV, then running out trying to get on camera. And a woman is claiming live on television that the police are firing randomly on homes with innocent people in them that have nothing to do with anything. And on NBC, that's what you get. That's the news coverage that you get on from NBC News National on MSDNC. Ron Allen continues to report live. They're like, well, wait a minute. You're saying the police are just shooting into people's homes? That's what's happening? And that's what you're getting on MSNBC, which helps fan the flames of violence and riots and looting and arson and attacks on police with falsehoods like the ones that are being spread by Ron Allen and Rachel Maddow on MSDNC live across the country. Fortunately, very few people are watching. Ron Allen.
Okay, take it easy, please. Take it easy, okay? All right, folks, easy, okay? We want to tell the world what's going on out here, okay? We know he's angry. Okay.
And they're sticking with him live. See, and this is live. This is called journalism. You get awards for this. You get golden statuettes and Lucite blocks that you put on your shelf at home and tell your children that you're a good journalist. Ron Allen.
Do any of you know Dante and the family very well?
No.
Does anybody?
Get the out!
Very well.
All right. Rachel, all right. You heard all that.
You heard all that, yeah. We bleeped all that. Of course, they don't bleep it in real time, and that's television entertainment at its worst. And that's what it is ratings, it's entertainment. And if people get killed, they like it better. All right, that's it. Now, CNN sent a woman named Sarah Seidner out into the streets because they got to do the same thing. It's a competition. Sarah Seidner out there, and she's on, of all things, the Fredo Cuomo hour on CNN last night. He is also known as McGilla Gorilla. He may be the dumbest man in journalism, although there's a lot of competition for that. But here's Sarah Seidner. She's out in the street. She's talking to a rioter. And also, I missed the part back there where Ron Allen said the crowd was dispersing. The crowd was not dispersing. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean. They're dispersing, but they're not going home. No, they've looted that place, and they're moving on to the next place, all right? They're rioters. They're not going anywhere. So here's Sarah Seidner on CNN on the McGilla Gorilla Hour, Fredo Cuomo Hour on CNN. And the rioter is telling Sarah Seidner that she, CNN, and the news media are making matters worse.
What's your name?
What's my name? My name is my name.
All right, so tell me what you think about what's going on here.
What I think about this is all the press and all the extra shit y'all do makes this worse.
You think so?
Yes. When people want to protest, they shouldn't do it in front of a police, courthouse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a police, and Sarah Seidner is trying to, you know, I don't know, her heart is racing and she's, I'm a real news person. I'm a journalist. I'm a television, I'm with CNN. It's international. I'm going to get a Lucite block for this. It is Sarah Seidner and her new rioter friend.
Y'all just going to edit out this.
We're live. We're live.
And then y'all going to edit out some other.
We're live right
now. You're not live.
I'm live right now.
I don't care if you live or not.
Okay.
Get away from here with all that media that y'all doing.
Right now.
Look.
We're with CNN.
Then take that camera all the way to up there then.
We are going up there.
Take it all the way to up there.
You stopped us.
Y'all doing all the extra for the backhand to make people look all crazy than what the they are.
All right. Then you watch us because that's where we're going. All right. So everybody's got a hot head right now.
You think you're in the middle of a riot, you numbskull, you dimwit. Vice President Kamala Harris has a Twitter account, too. It's not just Rashida Tlaib. It wasn't an accident. Policing in our country is inherently and intentionally racist. Yeah. Dante Wright was met with aggression and violence. Watch the video, idiot. All right, we have members of Congress that are dumber than any members of Congress. I've been watching this for some time now. Our Congress is dumber now than I've ever seen it. We have more stupid members of Congress and corrupt members of Congress than I've ever seen. I've been paying attention for a while. Vice President Kamala Harris, has a Twitter account, and she tweeted, "Prayers are not enough." This is the old take your thoughts and prayers and stick them. This is a big talking point for the left. They care very deeply about human life. Not the 51 people murdered in Washington, D.C. so far this year. Not the 25 unsolved murders in Washington, D.C. so far this year, 24 of whom are African-American. They don't know their names. They don't care about them whatsoever. And they certainly don't care about the five Caucasian-Americans shot and killed by the police this year while unarmed. They don't care about any of those people because they're racists, just by the way. And they're the left. They don't care about human life. Again, a single death is a tragedy. A million deaths are a statistic. And that's that should be the motto of the Democratic Party at this point. So Kamala Harris tweeted, "Prayers are not enough. Dante Wright should still be with us." She's right about that. Dante Wright shouldn't have resisted arrest, shouldn't have been driving in a car with expired tags, shouldn't have had a warrant out for his arrest for a weapons charge, should have showed up in court for that weapons charge, and then there wouldn't be a warrant out for his arrest. When he was pulled over, he shouldn't have resisted arrest, and he shouldn't have jumped back in the car to drive away. He would be with us if any of those things, just scratch one of those things off the list, and Dante Wright would still be with us. It's true. So she writes, "Dante Wright should still be with us. While an investigation is underway, our nation needs justice and healing." And I think justice and healing is what Rashida Tlaib is selling here with all police are racist and all of this. "While an investigation is underway, our nation needs justice and healing, and Dante's family needs to know why their child is dead. They deserve answers." Well, you can watch the video and then read the news reports and then discover that this police officer made a tragic mistake. Somehow in her brain, she was like, "I've got my taser in my hand, and I'm going to tase him." But instead, she had her pistol in her hand, and she shot him. And that is pretty screwy, I've got to say. That said, now let's go actually to the audio. We have the audio, soundbite number 12. This is the audio of the actual, the police body cam video where the incident actually took place. You hear the police officer, we now know her name to be Kim Potter, saying, "Oh, expletive deleted," she says. "Oh, bleep, I shot him." And this other police officer, who's an African-American man, who was cuffing, he was in the process of putting handcuffs on Dante Wright when Dante Wright assaulted him, jumped in the car, and tried to speed away, which is, you know, I think that leads to partial responsibility, doesn't it? I think that might have, if he had just been handcuffed and taken into custody for the outstanding warrant, if he had not assaulted the police officer, jumped in the car, and sped away, Dante would be with us today. And that's a fact. That's a straight up fact. So the Democrats go around and they peddle this. No, you should assault. I mean, basically what they're saying tacitly is you should assault the police and try to escape. And when there's a warrant out for your illegal gun charge in public and you don't show up for your court date, then you should assault the police and speed away. That is, in effect, the message that the Democrat Party sends, and that the police are always the bad guy here. And again, a tragic outcome. But here is the audio of the body cam, the police body cam video of the event itself. Taser, 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 she's yelling, which is, according to police training, when you have your taser in your hand, you're about to tase someone, you want to alert the other officers around you that you're about to fire this pin from the taser. And so you shout, you announce, taser, taser, taser. So she had it in her head that she had the taser in her hand and she was about to tase Dante Wright, when in reality she had what appeared to be a Glock pistol in her hand, and she fired a shot and hit the 20-year-old Dante Wright, who now, having assaulted a police officer, jumped back in his car after having been pulled over for expired tags and then discovering an outstanding warrant for a firearms charge. We're taking him into custody. Taser, 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 and then, oh, bleep, I shot him. And she has apparently told, according to the police chief, told police that she thought it was like a brain-hand disconnect. She thought she had her taser in her hand. I don't know. I don't know about all that. Now, former federal prosecutor Brett Tolman. You got to look out for that. Brett Tolman was on the television this morning, and he talked about this and what is likely to happen. And I have police officers also talking about what they think is going to happen to the police officer, Kim Potter. That's coming up. I bet you're tired of having to choose between high quality and a fair price. You know, the cheap option is pretty much always cheap for a very good reason. Sometimes you end up paying a whole lot just to be let down and find out that it's cheap anyway. But with Harry's, you know, the great shaving people, the razors, you don't have to choose between high quality and great value because they give you award-winning blades at factory direct prices. They can do that because they bought and built out their own factory in Germany where they build their own blades, cutting out all the middlemen. And for a limited time right now, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. I started using Harry's years ago when I started doing commercials for them. They make your face as smooth as the day you were born. And for a limited time right now, Harry's is offering an exclusive offer for listeners to my show. That's you. New customers can get a Harry's starter set and free body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. That's a value of more than $16 for three American dollars. You get a five-blade razor, a weighted handle, best handle you've ever held, foamy shaving gel, a travel cover, and travel-size body wash, an incredibly great deal. But act fast because they're flying off the shelves. Go to harrys.com/plant to redeem your offer. Yeah, we've got more audio for you on the subject because it's wacky. And also a story. I was walking down the street minding my own business, being cheerful yesterday, and a rude Democrat man yelled something at me. I want to share that story with you, too.
The crowd is now dispersing, but they're not going home, Rachel.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Now, as we speak, the remains of murdered U.S. Capitol police officer Billy Evans is being carried up the steps of the Capitol on the East Front, where he will lay in honor because he was murdered in a suicide attack by he's a Caucasian, by an African-American who's a member of the Nation of Islam, of the minister Louis Farrakhan. And if I remember correctly, ABC, NBC, and CBS all carried that live, didn't they? And they're not now. They're not carrying this now because, you know, Officer Brian Sicknick, when Officer Brian's, that's the one they carried live. They're not carrying this live on the commercial entertainment networks. But that's a clear-cut case of police officer being murdered, and there were a number of other clear-cut cases recently of police officers being murdered in the line of duty, and somehow no riots, no news coverage, no nothing remarkable. You know, statistics, interesting stuff, and the Democrat Party's mesmeretic control over the news media.